Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Good Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. every Friday on Kaya FM 95.9.
So about a couple of months ago, I think 6-7 months ago, before he was appointed to work training essay.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yes, Kumba, we should do a radio show together.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's on WhatsApp going back and forth on how that breakfast show wouldn't last 2 months because...
Of course it would
because
not.
Because uma play, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think DJ Kiz is a hard work? My player's done everything. Worked for Cause FM. I don't know if he was fired. Did a song, no...
No, not nice.
No one knows the song. Yeah, Zoe, no, not nice. Like, uma play, uka manu mzimba.
Mm-hmm.
Achieve a man, jaka sachi steak, jaka sachi intense. Like, uma play... What else have you done, Joe?
Is that the vibe we're starting this interview with?
This is a vibe, Le Show.
Okay. Skumba, before I just want to ask a few things. Guys, Le Show is exen. Nivuanga skatsin uguzala. Guys, nibangum sindo exen. Tina sebenza ndamama. Like, I don't... And Skumba, when... Katu, ngikbona ku WhatsApp izolo. Katu lupolo ngabo 11. First of all, Skumba, one thing that I don't understand is that Skumba uyasebenza unemali. Usa lupolo. Fane ngabu dama cold meat. Udla ohem. Ulupolo. And a thick slice of upolo foot, I'm sure, was Captain Sengan. Like, what time do you guys get here?
First of all, what you need to know with the other people on Twitter special is that I'm going to be able for a long time. And you guys are complaining about Friday. I'm here Monday to Friday now.
Let's come back. I don't see how that is going to last. Because you're going to Friday ubu contained. Bekwinto encane yomdini. And now they bring you on every single day. Guys, EPCCSA must tune into KFM every morning with Thomas Msengane and Skumba.
Have you been reported to the BCCSA?
Unlike Kuskumba, I'm not a wild card. Mina ngiyakwazi ukuzikontaina. Yabona nje Kuskumba. Mina ngiyakwazi ukuzikontaina. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngisho the right stuff. That's why ugogo bengithanda nabantu abancane bengithanda. Uskumba, guys, I don't know who's managing Kaya FM these days. But I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but I'm not saying it's not. But let's see how it goes.
You don't want to go to Abokoko.
No, when you turn to Liz and was Liz, the drinky cassette in a store.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Mina ngisho kokabaya enkonzweni. You know what I'm saying? Different LSM.
You're going to kill my friend, Maple.
That's fun.
Let's take it back. You from Mlaz?
Yes, born and bred. Mlaz.
I've never. Because when you say Mlaz, you're thinking.
Guamex.
You think rough. You're thinking logish. You're thinking,
yeah,
manly man. Like I'm a total. Like, you're thinking, hey,
okay.
Crash. Like, the nicest guy to come out of Umlaz will be Felix.
No, man, bitch.
No, come on. From love. And then you, how?
Lalala, mina, yezukuthini, I'm a weaponized person. Mina bang weaponized nge education. There's nothing more dangerous than a black man with an education.
Mm.
So mina angi focused. Ngakhulele emlazi ngathi yezukuthini, I'm not gonna be within imese, neibamu. I'm just gonna go to school. I was that kid with a blazer. Guys, you know how hot Durban is. Who's a fucking blazer? Like, I even tell people, can you imagine if you put me in a blazer right now, I'd die of a heat stroke. Skumbareka wenu gogi cheese the whole day. Washon.
Already,
boy BTs, like
I'm a comorbidities.
I hate that name. I hate that word. So I literally, my mother was just like, Mdana, you need to get out of here. There are bigger things in this world that you can do. Focus on iskole. And I was that kid. I focused on iskole. But you know, now and again.
Yeah.
But you know, I keep it like this most of the time.
Right. What did you study after high school?
I went and I did a bachelor's degree in economics. majoring in management, taxation, and yeah, obviously economics.
What was the plan with that?
The plan was world domination. Okay,
world domination.
I don't wanna lie. Guys, let me not lie. Let
Mr.
me not
South
lie. South
Africa.
I wanted whatever means, Uti, I must actually make money so that I can provide for my family, because I was actually in my family unit. I was the first one to actually go to university. So I went to Rhodes, I studied, and then I went to work for Unilever. And then, yeah, when I was there, guys, I understand, guys. And the thing is, you know, when you're an entertainer by nature.
By nature, yeah.
And then you are in this environment, and then it's a Friday right now.
Yeah.
You walk into work, and then Toyaz, Tengupele, Irama in Great North, see a panic. Guys, Irama! Is this my life? Like, honestly, my life. You worried and get spread. I was just like, this can't be my life. I was like, this can't be who I am.
Economics and
that. Economics. I was just like, distressed. Go 8, extreme. That's my life. And then I resigned after a year and a half. And then I went to Joburg. Gafika eGoli. When I get to Joburg, Angazimuntu, but I'm trying to make ends meet. Luckily, I had a support system. So Ngazama, dude, Ngazama go just curious. I started out as a blogger. I was an artist manager. Basically, yonke into.
Who are you managing? Hold on. Who are you managing?
I manage Mindlamin. No, guys. I started at the very top. Managed to Mini. At some point, I worked with Uboiti. So, you know, I made moves with people who were starting out, who are going to be big. Mina, that's another thing, Skumba. I've got an eye for talent. Now I was like, but something's going to come out of this. You know, and I that's why I became very close to doing. I tell you, I to this guy, something might happen here.
What's the most difficult time you've ever encountered when you're managing an artist?
The one thing when you're managing Abantu, there are people that are very easy to manage, that want to be managed. And then you get people, which is a big problem across the spectrum. And I'm sure if you're an artist manager and you're driving right now listening to this, please hoot, because I'm about to root for you. When you're managing umuntu who thinks ukuthi they know. It's the worst thing, because there's this thing with people who are on TV, who are on radio, who are personalities, but they want to be managed at the same time. You don't know everything. You really, really don't. And you need somebody who's got a bird's eye view into your career to actually go, because when you are in it, so you need somebody who's going to sit outside and go, actually try that angle, try the atmut. No. I don't think that's the direction for me. And it's like when you manage somebody who says, I'm a brand. You've lost it.
It's like Pelil.
You're managing a brand.
So essentially, do you think that they're looking for a glorified PA and not necessarily
a manager? And because of where God has put them, where their success is, they believe, Uti, you cannot know where they are going,
okay,
because ubanwen uju 15% one, that's all you are, you know. So, but a lot of people I know, like working with Umini was a pleasure, because Umini is also a cousin of mine. Umini say, Mzal, what do we do in this situation? And I'd advise and go, I think that that's okay, but I think that. So it was a pleasure working with somebody like that, who is also treating you as a colleague,
of course,
yeah,
and also open-minded.
So how do you move to music?
I was a choir boy. Gangila for 10 or something. Yeah.
Can you imagine my play? As a choir boy.
I was. And Gangawa Nitulen so later as well. No, Skumba, like, you know, Mugichoyas, Sigboda Lulamal Pamau 2, and you sell up a move. Look, you can dab up. Now, I used to come out to the front.
Hold on.
Wait.
On the show, you don't just say things and you do that. You elaborate here.
No, I'm not going to do my album out too. And I was a 20 solo. So, by the way, it was all back.
So essentially, they must quit.
Essentially, I'm just saying. But
Kali record label. Are you saying they must quit?
No, Kali record label or find other avenues.
Be an artist manager.
Or be an artist manager. Manager, but in the front. You know what I'm saying?
Because you know there are frustrations.
There are frustrations there. You can't. You're sitting in the back. You let to address 25. When you please, like, ha la la. Address 26. Ha la la. Address 27. Our 20 solo. Ah, come on, guys. Come on.
Yo. So you decided to venture into music?
Yeah, nothing nice. So yeah. Yeah. And by the way, that song was so big.
Where?
It was a tavern anthem of note.
What is it?
We followed, let me tell you, the biggest tavern anthems, ne? The biggest tavern is obviously Sister Bettina. That is the biggest tavern anthems.
No. So, anthem, Kotlay Tavern.
Yeah.
Not the Trinity Tavern.
No, I'm saying, but that's where that song originated. The taverns gave it life. And then, what is another tavern anthem? Oh, Ovaya Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tavern anthem as well. Those are the great, yeah. Skumba, you would know it. Every Saturday, that's your song. But it's Tamatam. Yeah, so the Ulokuza, actually, Umbu, was one of those songs where people would just like go, yeah, that's the one.
And so you were in studio and you were like, okay, I'm making a tavern anthem.
No. Nati called me and said, Maple, let's make it. Actually, we were in Sun City with Abo Akumzi, may his soul rest in peace. With O Akumzi, O Boiti, I'm not going to mention other people because Batudi Kospeli, I don't want to go to Ginvalama Enge.
No, I saw a video of Mam Rebecca, so that's why I was not wrong.
She started there. You need to understand one thing about Mam Rebecca. Mam Rebecca is an institution. Mam Rebecca, actually, right now, Anga literally Anga Bingo Mano KDP and Gege Niben and King. No! Kunabantu are institutions. And Abazalone are very judgmental.
But
kona la ufika kona, besebenga judge. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, give up judge to Mam Rips. Mam Rips and Abaku web.
You really think
should be there and nobody would care. So, and then Nati said, come to studio. And then Gafiga, a studio, I get to the mic and he's just like, please just talk. And I was like, this is disrespectful because I'm a singer. What? Just talk. Ngathi, okay. And then ngaqala ngakhuluma. And then the song just, yeah, people fell in love with it. And we shot a very beautiful video, by the way, that got taken down off the net.
Why? Why did it get taken down? What happened?
I'm looking at my technical producer. He's trying to find the video.
You can't find the video.
Because we decided to dress like all the girls that are famous in the industry. And we basically were acting that we dressed like Bonang, Mini, we dressed like Anelem Dota, we dressed like Nontletema. One of the names that I've mentioned there is involved in getting the video removed.
Oh, they complained.
Somebody reported the video. But it was done in good taste. My humor is always in good taste.
No, it's not.
It is!
Yeah. Losing Akums as a friend that was very close to you, and yeah. I knew Akomzi, you know, I knew, but he was very close to you. Getting the news that you have lost Akomzi.
I got the news from the worst person. I'm sorry, my friend. I got the news from my friend, Nolwazi. Nolwazi Ngubeni.
Sure.
Nolwazi just broke. You know how you go, uhlezi phansi, kune into engifuna ukutshela yona. No, this is Nolwazi. Turum, turum. Yeah, Nolwazi. My play, Akumzi shonile.
Okay.
I was like, Nolwazi.
Okay.
Hold on.
I was like,
what's happening? And Nolwazi was just like, this is what it is. And we need to move. She's that girl, though. Mm. She's that girl. She doesn't. Nolwazi
agana.
There's no foreplay there. Straight to the act. She was just like, boom.
Agmarnetang.
And you know the one thing about that situation? I grew up telling myself that I'm special. And I had this belief, Yoguti, if you are special and you do good, God will keep you.
Sure.
And what Akumzi's death taught me, which nobody's special.
No one.
Nobody's special. Mm. Because that is everybody that had an encounter with Akumzi Jezile. That guy was one of the most special people. Umuntu was always, it's like the whole Cindy Fancel situation. Mm. Akumzi was one of those people. Akumzi was friends with people that you never understood. Akumzi was friends with Uhlengwe Mhlaba. You know what I'm saying?
Uhlengwe Mhlaba.
No, now she's my friend. So, Uma Singh, You know what I'm saying?
But like Utangana Bakumzi Nikulumangani.
You know, but Akumzi was that person. Akumzi was that person who's just everybody's friend in the industry. And we all felt like we are Akumzi's best friends.
Mm.
Like Akumzi would best visit us on a Saturday night. Yazo Yagas Kumba, Ayega Mbali, Ayegwami, Ayega Kelly Kumalu, Ayega Tlengu Mhlaba. And you're just like, where do you get
when
the time?
When do you get the time? You
know? So it taught me Uguti. You know what? Just live your life, be kind, do good, and you never know.
How do you find you right now? What are you up to?
Right now, I am on Primetime TV.
Wow, okay.
Everyone gets fired.
Right.
Everyone gets fired.
Anybody who has a problem with that, they can take it up with God. you know. So you can find me on Twitter. I'm on Trending SA on SABC 3. We are on 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Then you can find me on my social media platforms. Being a person who is actually very, very, very focused. I've got one name across all platforms. I am Kumba. One with Twitter. That's so unprofessional.
Guys.
Please fix your lives.
Bye bye. Like,
get
bye
a
bye
manager.
Thank you so much. I do have a manager.
Then get another one.
My play, yeah, a blessing, Joe, and just wanted to have you here. And I told them when I said my play is coming, but yeah, and Mas, my play. Right now, they wish you could stay for another hour. And we have I.
And we have I, guys. And by the way, anybody who's listening right now on a radio stations, please give me a job on radio, guys. It seems like near Harish and Oskumba. Like, it seems like it's really open up the industry. Like, please.
Good Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. every Friday on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.